Sunday's debate was mired in the personal plot lines of the two candidates, but for a lot of people, it opened the door to sharing intensely personal stories online. And here to tell us more is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So I'm, of course, referring to the hot mic Trump recording that was released on Friday. It got center stage treatment at the debate right at the beginning, but the conversation about those tapes is still going strong online right now.
Yes, it is. And one particularly loud conversation began with a tweet from Kelly Oxford. She's an author. She's a really big social media following. And on Friday night, after that tape was released, she invited women to share their stories about their first assault. Mm. And what followed, Richard, was just this outpouring. Many included ages, 14, 16, 11.
Wow.
And the stories are still rolling in, all first-person stories on Twitter and Facebook and elsewhere.
And we've seen a number of Republican politicians, men and women, publicly signal that they are turning away from Donald Trump after these latest comments, which, by the way, he characterized as locker room talk.
Yes, that's true. And by the way, plenty of professional athletes and coaches have come out and pounced on that phrasing. LA Galaxy player Robbie Rogers tweeted, "I'm offended as an athlete that Donald Trump keeps using this locker room talk as an excuse."
So earlier this morning, you came on with me. We asked people to leave us a voicemail and tell us about a time that they intervened in a conversation that they found offensive to women.
That's right. So here's a call from Mary Jo from Long Island. She said she was working out at the gym when she overheard two men speaking graphically about women's bodies.
I did look over and say to them, "I am standing right here." We did get into an argument, and one of the guys was even so indignant that he said, "I'm not even apologizing to you." In other words, they kind of thought I had headphones on and wouldn't hear them.
And let me say this too, Richard. Mm-hmm. The few calls that we did receive were all from women. So I'd really like to hear from any men who've spoken up in these kinds of situations.
And we definitely want to keep this conversation going, specifically about so-called locker room talk. We want to hear from men and women too. Tell us about a time that you actively intervened in a conversation and made it clear that you found someone else's comments about women offensive. You can leave us a voicemail at 8558-MY-WNYC. That's 8558-MY-WNYC. And we may play some of your comments on the air. Also, this conversation will continue during the Brian Lehrer Show today, beginning at 10 o'clock. Shumita, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Richard.